You may expect that a police officer who loses their job for something like drunk driving or sexual assault would no longer be able to serve in law enforcement. But a WBUR investigation shows many officers who were fired or quit over misconduct simply moved to a new department in Massachusetts. WBUR's Walter Wuthman begins with the story of a policeman with a troubled past who's now working in the western part of the state.
It's late at night on a highway on the outskirts of Seattle. A Washington State trooper sees a car drifting between lanes and pulls the driver over.
Hello, sir. Trooper called with the Washington State Patrol. We're not already recorded. The reason I stopped is because of your lane travel.
The driver's name is Adam Pecos, and he's drunk. He's also a police officer in Irving, Massachusetts. The 2018 dash cam video shows Pecos, handcuffed in the squad car, begging the trooper to let him go. The audio is a bit hard to hear, but he talks about his years of military and police service.
Trooper, this is my life. Everything that I've worked for, 16 years in the military, 6 years in police, that I've worked for.
He hopes the officer will consider that.
I just wish you would take that into consideration.
Pecos was arrested for driving under the influence and taken to the station. His blood alcohol level was nearly twice the legal limit. This wasn't the first time Pecos was caught driving drunk while off duty. He made headlines in 2012 when he was working for the state police.
On death duty after reports that he was seen driving down the wrong way of the street on Memorial Drive in Cambridge. Trooper Adam Pecos was stopped by...
The incident on Memorial Drive was widely publicized, but WBUR obtained disciplinary records showing state police caught Pecos driving under the influence two more times over the next month. Investigators found Pecos totaled his Nissan while intoxicated on the Sagamore Bridge in Bourne. And he was caught driving 85 miles per hour in West Bridgewater while smelling of alcohol. All three times, troopers on scene let him go. But supervisors later heard about the incidents and investigated. Here's State Police spokesman David Procopio speaking to WCVB-TV.
He's placed on restricted duty, which essentially means desk duty. His cruiser and his department weapon and any state police identification has been revoked from him.
Pecos was later fired, just 4 months after he graduated from the police academy. A few years later, though, Pecos got a new job in Irving, a small town north of Amherst. That's where he was working in 2018 when he was arrested for drunk driving in Washington State. But Pecos didn't lose his job. He got a promotion. Here's Irving Police Chief Robert Holst recommending Pecos be made sergeant at a town select board meeting last year.
I think he brings a lot to the table. He will be a tremendous asset, not only to me personally, but to the patrol, to you, the board, and to this town.
The board voted unanimously to promote him. We tried to ask Irving town officials why they hired Pecos after state police fired him. We also wanted to ask why Irving promoted Pecos after his DUI in Washington State. But the town administrator said they would not discuss, quote, personnel matters. And Sergeant Pecos did not return our calls. WBUR found over a dozen officers like Pecos who landed jobs at other agencies after they were fired or resigned after a misconduct investigation in Massachusetts. There are likely many more.
It's something that we see in numerous states across the country. We call it the officer shuffle.
Bowling Green state criminologist Philip Stinson says it may be especially easy for officers to find new jobs in states like Massachusetts. The state has many small departments and historically lacked a centralized system to track officers accused of wrongdoing.
There's really a cone of silence over policing. They don't share their dirty laundry. They rely on being able to trust each other, and that requires being able to maintain secrecy and going about their business.
Stinson argues that secrecy enables some problem officers to slip through the cracks. Take what happened at UMass Dartmouth. According to a university police report, an undergrad was walking home late one night when campus police officer David Loudon pulled over and offered to give her a ride back to her dorm. After dropping her off, the student told university police Loudon hugged her and grabbed her breast. He later sent her a text saying he wanted to go to bed with her. She said Loudon, quote, felt her up again at a fire drill. And after she complained to the school, she said he kept calling her. Loudon resigned in 2010 after the university started investigating. But UMass never announced the allegations or his departure, and Loudon later found work in another town nearby. Blackstone Police hired Loudon in 2013 and assigned him to work with children as a school resource officer, including at the local high school. He's also one of the department's sexual assault investigators. Blackstone Police wouldn't answer questions about Loudon's hiring despite repeated attempts to get in touch over email, on the phone, and in person.
Hi, I'm Walter. I'm a reporter with WBUR. I'm wondering if Chief Gilmore is in.
The chief was not in and did not call back. Officer Loudon also didn't respond to our requests for an interview. But the town administrator said she was concerned when we asked her about the allegations against Loudon at UMass Dartmouth. She asked to see the records. A few days later, she said they'd removed him from the schools and started an investigation. Massachusetts is trying to stop the officer shuffle. 2 years ago, lawmakers created the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission to track officer misconduct. The agency also has the power to bar officers from working anywhere in the state. Here's the commission's executive director, Enrique Zuniga.
This is central to our mission. It's very much in our minds. We also have to build the infrastructure to be able to do it deliberately and, you know, and carefully.
Zuniga says the commission is still gathering records of officers who've been disciplined, but the agency declined to share the data it's collected so far or even provide an estimate for how many accused officers have moved on to new departments. And it's unclear what, if anything, the commission will do about them. Meanwhile, officers like Loudon and Blackstone and Pecos and Irving remain on the job. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.